So it's been about a week, and over this week, I thought about the 3.6 million, but I haven't sat and brought the feeling up. And as I was going along, I noticed day after day, thinking about it, and not really stopping everything that I'm doing, and to bring up the actual feeling of having it, slowly the whole thing was diminishing. And I was slipping back into old pattern of thinking. So what I realize is that we fall into this pattern of just thinking about money. Then as we just think about money, it's easy to fall back into the pattern of thinking about money in a lack way. Very easily. That would have been the next stage. I was right on the edge of it. It was just beginning to start. And I'll tell you how it starts. Thoughts come up. Well, you've been doing this for several months now, and how much money have you gained from it? Well, in a sense, basically, next to nothing. So let's go through that. It's been now, probably 115 recordings. Even at one recording a day, that's over 3 months. So we've been doing this for 4 months now. If you look at my financial income, it has not changed. Basically, I would say it's the same. There is a change in a sense where the money seems to have expanded. My money has expanded a bit and it seems to go further. But actual, in a sense, financial amount, if you looked on the books, would not have increased. And that's okay. That will probably take some time, because we're dealing with a big issue and we're slowly working through it, and we're not really concerned with it. We're concerned with experiencing the 3.6 million and changing our patterns of thinking about money. When we directly focus on something, we have resistance in and say, okay, I have resistance with this, I can see it, otherwise it would be abundant in my life. I'm going to work directly on it. Guess what's going to happen? More resistance will come up. It will all come up. We match the energy and effort, the resistance will come up to match equal. That's why it's very important not to fight this or look for the money, but basically let go of it, not care whether we get it or not. That's the only way to get through the resistance part. It will take time. So the reason more money hasn't showed up is because resistance has lifted its energy at the same level that my creating has, you know, lifted. So there's been a draw. But at the same token, through the process, I keep going. I know there's resistance. I know sometimes I look at it and I go, okay, how dumb does this look? I'm doing this, recording this, having it written out in books. People are going to read it. And the money isn't increasing for me. Well, so there's a certain amount of pressure for me to succeed. Otherwise, it seems like all this is useless. That's not really true. Because each person has a different amount of resistance. So some people's income may have already increased 2 times, 3 times, 10 times, 20 times by this time. In my case, the resistance is higher. So if you've gone through this whole process and you've gone through 3 or 4 months and the financial situation hasn't changed, that's okay. It will just take a little bit more time. The resistance, if we don't push, and we just let go of that, will disintegrate. It will just vanish. But first it sort of has to come out. You know, it's like a little pimple. It's got to burst, and then the stuff comes out, and the whole thing's kind of ugly. But then the whole thing heals up and vanishes. And that's the way the resistance will work. It will relieve itself as long as we don't feed it. And if we feel bad about not having the money yet, or feel a lot of doubt, or get upset that it's not here yet, well, then we're feeding the resistance. And that's okay, as long as we realize that when we have those feelings, we are feeding the resistance. So little by little, we let the resistance go. We just say, it's okay, the money's good, and the process that I started this morning, when I was looking at my $3.6 million, and having them in the bank, I sort of started loving them, in a sense. But in a way of unconditional love. In other words, they can come, they can go. But I allowed myself to really feel love for those dollars. And I sort of called them to me. And I found this in a book called Transurfing Reality. Right now the book is in Russian. It's being translated in German. And it will be translated in English. And in the book he mentions about loving money. And I'm going to go into that more because I realized something the minute I read this short few lines. But in this book he mentions that we should love the money. Call it to us. Come to us, money. We will take care of you. We will love you. We will protect you. We will have fun with you. And to think of money as a friend. And I realized when I was doing that, that some of the resistance was I didn't really like money. And I was looking at a bill and I'm going, well, bills aren't really that nice. They don't really have happy pictures on them. They're sort of almost like an untouchable thing, like a thing that's special beyond something very, kingly or something. I don't know. I can't quite put it into words. But I realized I still had certain thoughts and ideas about money. A while back, someone mentioned something, and they grabbed my arm, and they tried to make some verbal gestures that said, I love money. I really, really love money. And the more he said it, and he said it in a way that was, you know, to try to really convince me that he really loved money. But the more he said it, I could tell, very easily, he really didn't love money. Actually, kind of despised it. And feared it. And hated it. And didn't really have much respect for it. And you know what? This is something a lot of us grow up with. They tell us that having a lot of money and wanting a lot of money is just being greedy and a miser. And if you save your money and like to pile it up and keep it together and say, well, I want to save it up and bring it all together so I have several $1 million when I retire, it's there in one beautiful lump. We consider a lot of times that greedy and being a miser. Where did we pick that up? Where did we learn that stupidity? It's not necessary. It's just money. It loves to be collected. It all loves to be spent. It loves to be sent out there. It loves to come back. So I started looking at it more as a friend. I says, well, this is actually my friend. I do a lot with this money. I talk about it a lot. I think about it all the time. I mean, I'm writing books on it. I spend it, I take it to somewhere, and I buy beautiful things with it. So this money is my friend. I mean, this money is an incredible friend. It's a beautiful thing, and I started looking at it this way, and I realized very quickly that inside I had those things that, feelings and emotions and old stuff going, well, money can't be your friend. That'll mean it's evil. What if it tries to control you? Money makes people greedy. Money makes people bad. The money gives people power, and, you know, power corrupts. Well, money does none of that. People, if they get corrupt, if they have the power, that's just the way they were to begin with. They just didn't have the power, so they couldn't be as corrupt. But favor that way. Money didn't do any of that. Money doesn't do that. It has no association with that. Matter of fact, it probably doesn't even know why we call it that. It probably doesn't even care. It's just energy. Why put that association to this energy that we so exchange all the time? All over the world. In every country. So, let's make it our friend. Let's take a look at that. Next time you sit down and you envision the money in the account so much so that you have a feeling of it there, a joyful feeling coming up that it's there. And the rest of the day as you think of money, think of it as a friend. If you keep your hands in your pocket, maybe keep a dollar there and just kind of hold it as your friend and say, thanks for being in my life. I'd like to have more. More of these friends come. And then say to yourself, come on, little dollars. Come on, big dollars. Come to my life. I'll take care of you. I will love you. I will enjoy you. I will have fun with you. Isn't that what you want with that money? Of course that's what we want with that money. So let's make it a really fun, joyful thing, because we haven't made money a fun, joyful thing. Most of the time, even you watch a show on TV, a kid asks for money, and then it's this big frown, and what you're going to do with it, and how hard it is to earn, and what you do with the last money we gave you, and it doesn't grow on trees, and it has this negative grind to it, rather than being a very joyful thing, because that's really what it is, a very joyful thing. Think of the first chocolate bar you bought with it. You had some money of your own, you went out and you bought yourself a chocolate bar. You were totally free with that money, that friend of yours, to pick whatever chocolate bar or candy you wanted. Totally free. Matter of fact, that friend freed you. For that time, you were totally free to choose whatever you want in exchange for that friend of yours. So actually, that money is a friend. It is something very beautiful and very joyous. And let's work on making it a very joyous thing rather than a grindy thing that has to be made through deep, hard, unjoyful labor and then sucked up by a telephone company, utility company, mortgage company, gas company, and so forth. So you see, they all want that dollar because they love that dollar. It's their friend, and they want as many of those friends to come to them as possible. And we also want that. But they have more coming because I think they befriended it a little bit more than we have. So ask yourself, are you afraid to make these dollars your friends? What evil thing would come from it? If you love the money rather than hate it. You need it either way, because you can't buy your toothpaste and your toothbrush without it, unless you're going to drag in a chicken. I don't think that chicken's going to like that too much. And I'm not sure if the store owner's going to want that chicken either. So, either way, why not see it as our friend? As something beautiful, as something fun, as something very joyous. So let's make it that during the day, and early in the morning when we're doing the envisioning having a 3.6 million, we spend our time envisioning those happy dollars there, and then the rest of the day we envision money as our friend. So we're doing two separate things there in a sense. One, envisioning 3.6 million in the bank and to bring up the feeling of that. Then we let go of that. And whenever we have time, whenever we think of money, we think of it as our friend, as a happy thing during the day. Like today, what happy thing will you perhaps buy with that money? Will you buy a candy, a chocolate bar, a movie that you're going to watch tonight, a bus fare instead of walking? That friend of yours let you ride the bus. If you didn't have that little friend, you'd be walking. Or maybe you'll take that friend of yours and trade it in for a beautiful car. That's a good friend. And you know what? Those dollars, they're very kind. They don't have regrets. They don't get upset. They don't mind you trading them in for a chocolate bar, a car, a VCR, a movie, any of it. Matter of fact, if you do that and ask for more and say, more of my friends come on to me. I am open. I am open to receive you. I will love you. I will enjoy you. I will have fun with you. I will collect you and save some of you and keep you safe. More will want to come. As I think about this and even talk about it, I can feel a large part of my resistance towards money has just kind of let go and melted. It's sort of like ice cream that melts. It's still kind of there, but it doesn't have the force anymore. Now as I continue on, it will probably just disintegrate. Unless I get scared about money or whatever, or worried that I can't create enough, or, you know, this book doesn't seem to work right because, you know, I'm not super rich yet. Whatever the case, if I don't energize it, it will just continue to melt away and probably evaporate. And another large chunk of resistance is removed. And we continue on with the journey. So that's what we're going to do over the next few weeks. Play with the idea of loving money. I mean, really loving it. I mean, looking at it like a friend. I mean, loving it in the sense that we have a strong feeling of it, but an unconditional love. In other words, we're happy to let it go. Here, little dollar, you're going to go with this guy here today, and I'm going to take this chocolate bar, and more of your friends are going to come to me, and you probably will come back. See, that's the neat thing. They're happy to go, they're happy to come, they're happy to stay. It's not like a normal friendship where you have to behave in a certain way. Those little dollars will love you whether you're good today or bad today. As long as you allow them to come in and you let yourself love them. So we have to do that in a sense where we really feel it. I mean, we really have to have a feeling for it. If we don't get a real strong feeling for it, well then we're just sort of verbally doing it in a thinking process. And it has to have, in order to get energized, it has to have a feeling. Like anything else we've been doing all the way along, it's that once we have the feeling, we know it's being energized. So that's what we do. And we continue on through the process. Now, as I mentioned, that in a sense, more money really hasn't shown up yet. That's not totally correct. Because I don't know where I would be financially had I not done this. Maybe I wouldn't even have the money I have. It's hard to say, you see. But here's the other aspect of it. A lot of the things that I've been wanting and thought about for a while, about wanting, have been coming into my life. So, while I'm now focused on money, and I've lifted the resistance for it because I'm focusing right into the horse's mouth, the other things that I've been wanting, I've let go of. I don't think about them so much anymore. And all of a sudden, the resistance, of course, drops on those things. And because of my practice of creating with the money, the door is opening, and all those other little things are starting to flow in. And I'm having a lot of things coming into my life. I mean, it seems like everything I've asked for is coming. It's like every week I got a present coming. And I tell you, in all honesty, if it continues on, I'm going to be a little over flooded in my boat. You know what I mean? I only got so much room. I mean, it's a big boat, but I got a lot of stuff coming in. So my little room is my little computer room where I have my computer and I play my games, and it's starting to fill up with stuff. I mean, I got more stuff that I want, and I'm going to receive it. I know it's already coming because I see all the other stuff coming. So most likely, as you've gone along with this, and if you're maybe just reading through it the first time, most likely you'll notice some resistance with the money coming up, but other things in time will start to flow. Other things you've been asking for will come in because you're not really thinking about them and the resistance drops. And all through this process, you are learning, we are learning to create. Because while we're practicing to climb that Mount Everest, we are learning to climb. And small hills are, in a sense, becoming nothing to us anymore. They just kind of flow. See, we have to let go of the importance of it all. The importance of success. Because if we make the success of this so important, well, that alone will create resistance. In our lives, we have learned to make things very important. You know, it's like, ooh, this is super, super important. You know, it's not that important. What's important is that we slowly learn it. But at the same token, let go of the results. Because if we let go of the results, we learn it very easily, and the resistance drops. If we make everything very important, oh, I've got to have this money, I have to have this money, that's building resistance. Needing something is resistance. Because needing is looking at the lack, automatically. If you're feeling in the need, well, then you're looking at the lack. That's what that's telling you. And also the same token, it's telling you that the resistance is up, the door is closed, and most likely you ain't getting it until you make the changes. So in some ways, what I'm doing with this process is I'm letting go. I'm letting go of the importance of everything. You know, a lot of the things that are coming in, whether I get them or not, it's not really that important anymore. I'm enjoying having them and receiving them, but I've let go of the importance. And I've also let go of the importance of the money. I've let go of the 3.6 million. Whether they ever come or not makes no difference. That's what I'm learning to let go of. See, I know, I'm building, I believe that I'm learning to create. And through this process, there are many things that I'm, in a sense, unlearning. And one of the things that I'm unlearning is to stop pushing against stuff, struggling for it, because the more you struggle for it, the less it comes to you. Because the universe is set up in such a way that if you struggle for something, you're looking at the lack of it, and it creates the lack of it, and so we struggle more. So if we let go, there can be no resistance. We totally let go and just allow ourselves to have it by envisioning it being there. Whether it's there or not doesn't really matter anymore. Whether we ever receive it doesn't really matter anymore. It really has to come down to that, where we just kind of let go. And then it comes down to trust and faith. I suppose trust and faith in ourselves that we were born with the ability to create. And all equally, may I add. So there it is for today. So, our homework, my homework, is to sit and love money a little bit more. When I spend it and give it to someone, I want to feel the real joy of it. The real sense of giving it to them and seeing them go and saying goodbye to them and saying, well, we'll see you later because you're all going to come back. And to see money more as my friend. As all the wonderful things it's done for me. It's allowed me to buy this recorder that I'm talking on right now. All kinds of things. I mean, it's just endless how wonderful this money is. And the thing is, I think as I allow it to be more of a friend, it can come in more. It opens the door. I can really feel and sense that. I hope you feel the same. So let's continue on with this journey and see where it leads us.